Now, some people do want the government to grind to a halt tomorrow night. A few hundred Tea Party activists gathered at the Capitol yesterday, chanting slogans like, cut it or shut it. Most lawmakers, however, are not so enthusiastic. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find more than a couple of members of the House and Senate who say they want a government shutdown. So you might wonder, how have they gotten so close to one? Well, NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook is here to try to help answer that question. Try, Andrea. What gives? Help us understand this. Why are they so close to a shutdown if very, very few of them actually seem to want one?
Melissa, I've been asking this question of lawmakers all day and all day yesterday. How did we get here? And I've been especially talking to Tea Party Republicans and moderate Republicans, and they say very different things. First of all, everyone says that Republicans and Democrats are just so far apart ideologically that it's really hard to negotiate. Okay, we know that. That's been true for a long time. But there's another problem, and it's the politics within the Republican Party. They are just not united on what they want out of these negotiations or how they want them to play out.
And you hear this, Andrea, that the Tea Party wing of the party is actually holding Speaker John Boehner hostage.
Yeah, in a way.
Metaphorically, of
right,
course.
Right. In a way, the Republicans break down into the old guard and the new freshmen and sophomores. These freshmen and sophomores are much closer to the Tea Party, much closer to sort of where the Republican base is right now. And the older guard Republicans have a much longer institutional memory of Congress. So they all want budget cuts, and they want big ones. They all are united about what they want to cut, namely social welfare programs, government regulatory, anything that smacks of big government on the backs of people. The difference is that the younger Tea Party lawmakers are willing to demand more and go a lot closer to an actual shutdown than the older guard Republicans, because they remember the disaster that the 1995 shutdown was for the Republicans.
Well, Andrew, what does this mean for Speaker John Boehner, who is the one person at the negotiating table who theoretically represents all of the Republicans?
Yes, and he himself is an old guard guy. I mean, his instinct here is to win a tidy victory and move on, right? But he also has to represent those young, upstart Tea Party lawmakers who, as I said, are much closer to the base right now. So let me give you an example of how this plays out for Boehner. Boehner and Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid met with President Obama at the White House last night. Now, they've met several times, but mm-hmm. I'm talking about last night. They negotiated for about an hour and a half, and then Boehner and Reid came walking out of the White House to a bunch of microphones and reporters who asked them how it went. Here is how Reid, the Senate Democrat, characterized the negotiations.
I have confidence that we can get this done. We're not there yet, but hope lies eternal.
Confidence we can get mm-hmm. this done. Pretty optimistic,
yep.
Right? Now, this morning, Reid came to the Senate floor with a pretty different idea of how the state of play was. Listen to this.
The numbers are basically there, but I am not as nearly as optimistic, and that's an understatement, as I was 11 hours ago.
11 hours. What happened in those 11 hours, Melissa? Well, namely, House Speaker John Boehner took the plan that he had negotiated last night back to his members, back to the members of his own party, the House Republican Conference. And those younger Republicans, the Tea Party people, didn't think it was enough. They just shot it right down.
It's interesting, Andrew, because Speaker Boehner has said there is no daylight between me and the Tea Party members of Congress. Can he negotiate for the House Republicans if they do then shoot down a compromise that he may be reaching with the Democratic leader?
Well, it appears to be not very well. I mean, here's why. The Tea Party has never really had full confidence in John Boehner. They think of him as part of those old-style Republicans. He's been there a long time. They think of him as too ready to spend federal money, too ready to increase the size of government. And so these negotiations are a big test for Boehner. He has to please those Tea Party types if he's going to continue on as their leader. And all the while, he has the number two majority leader, Eric Cantor, behind him, happy to step up. So it makes it incredibly complicated, extraordinarily difficult, and it's brought the country to within hours of a government shutdown.
Tick, tick, tick. NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook, thanks so much.
My pleasure.